Coca-Cola celebrates its 125th anniversary this year. The world consumes more than a billion Cokes every day. Credit for the soft drink secret recipe goes to a pharmacist named John Pemberton. But if you ask around a certain village in southeastern Spain, people tell a different story. The world's Jerry Haddon went to Aiello to learn more.
There's a famous little jingle out there that rubs some folks in Aiello the wrong way.
It's the real thing.
You might recognize this old Coca-Cola ad from the 1970s. That line about Coke being the real thing, many townsfolk here don't buy it.
Gracias a Aiello podéis comercializar la marca Coca-Cola.
Take Pablo, for example, one of Aiello's two policemen. Thanks to our town, he says, you Americans were able to market Coca-Cola all around the world. Aiello's extraordinary claim is a mix of legend and circumstantial evidence and requires some explaining. It starts where Pablo the policeman is standing, in this 126-year-old Fábrica de Licores, or the liquor factory. It's a family-run distillery that makes liquors with anise, strawberry, raspberry, and a sweet dark syrup with a slight vanilla finish. The name? Cola Coca. The year it was first concocted, according to company records, 1884. 2 years before Coca-Cola. Juanjo Mica runs the family distillery now. He's fourth generation, 72 years old, nearly retired himself. He's sitting behind his desk in a dark office.
My great-great-uncle took his Cola Coca syrup to America that same year, 1884, and won a prize at a fair in Philadelphia. Supposedly, the Americans tried it, liked it, and 2 years later, their soft drink, Coca-Cola, was born.
The assumption is that Coke's founder, the American John Pemberton, must have somehow gotten his hands on some Cola Coca, copied it, flipped the name, added carbonated water, and the rest is history.
This is a story I had not heard previously.
That's Phil Mooney, Coca-Cola's in-house archivist in Atlanta. He says he doubts the veracity of the Aiello legend, but it doesn't surprise him either.
We have had, at various points in time, claims from places like Scotland and India that the formula originated there. One of the great things about having a secret formula is that these kinds of stories pop up periodically.
Despite Coke's denial, Aiello residents insist the coincidences are just too uncanny. At nearly the same moment in history, an ocean apart, nearly identical syrups appear, and with practically the same name. The story doesn't end there. According to Aiello lore, Cola Coca and Coke crossed paths again in the 1940s. Coke was trying to enter the Spanish market, but couldn't because of trademark laws, says Juanjo Mica. He says Coke had to buy his Cola Coca name first because of the similarity. He says Coke paid his family about $1,700, which, at the time, seemed like a lot of money.
Pensarían un refresco de Coca-Cola, uno refresco más.
My ancestors probably thought Coke was just another soft drink that would disappear after a year or two, and we'd get the name back. Lots of soft drink makers were appearing on the scene. Coke still wasn't famous, and we didn't know how popular it would become. If you know that a drink is going to sell by the millions, then you ask for, say, 0.005% of sales, for example, instead of settling for $1,700.
Mica has no paperwork to prove the sale ever happened, nor does the Coca-Cola company, but the liquor factory did change the name of its award-winning drink from Cola Coca to Cola Nut Coca around that time, and they added a bit of alcohol. Around town, Cola Nut Coca still sells well. At a local cafe one morning, a waitress recommends sprucing up your coffee with the liqueur. The people love it, she says, and the smell, I get drunk just inhaling it, and I don't even drink. It is pretty good mixed with coffee and milk. Its ingredients, as with, well, the real thing, are secret. Back at the liquor factory, Juanjo Mica opens an old steel safe and pulls out a recipe book, the recipe book, dated 1881 to 1951. It looks like something your grandmother might have kept. The yellow pages are stained and dog-eared. Everything's handwritten. Mica says he's training his oldest son to take over this business.
If my boy has questions about a certain mix of ingredients, I'll just taste it and tell him to add this or that. I know all the recipes by heart. My son still has to consult this recipe book.
Mica leafs through the book, unworried about outside eyes. The writing is barely legible anyway, and it's in a local dialect called Valenciano. The Coca-Cola company takes decidedly stricter security measures with its formula. Again, Coke's Phil Mooney.
The only things we'll say about the secret formula is we will confirm that it's in a bank vault in downtown Atlanta.
And so the recipes for both colas remain under lock and key, each as mysterious as the other. No wonder the legend of Aiello survives, 126 years on. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Aiello, Spain.